بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة ينادي مناد: إن لكم أن تحيوا فلا تموتوا أبدا، وإن لكم أن تصحوا فلا تسقموا أبدا، وإن لكم أن تشبوا فلا تحرموا أبدا، وإن لكم أن تنعموا فلا تبأسوا فلا تبأسوا أبدا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Well, reading this hadith of this great ni'mats that the people of Jannah will get, and when they have entered Jannah, then the announcement that will be made. There will be four things that will be announced. We have discussed three. The first was that you will live forever and you will never die. That will be such a great enjoyment for the people of Jannah. The second will be that you will always be healthy and no sign of any ill health whatsoever. The third will be that you will always remain young, and the age of the people of Jannah will be 30-33, and that is just the age when they will become baligh, when they will have become matured, and they will remain that age forever, and their no old age will never come to them. And then the fourth ni'mat that will be announced and that will be given to them, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُ, that you will always have the ni'mat, the bounties of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. They will remain for you forever, and فَلَا تَبَأُسُ أَبَدًا, and you will never experience any misery. That ni'mat of Allah will never be taken away from you. Yeah, we find sometimes a person is a millionaire, multi-millionaire. The next he is a pauper. He has got nothing whatsoever. Or you have got how many things which we regard as ni'mat, whether it's a fast car, whether it's an off-road car for the children, and that becomes a cause of accident, and maybe the child dies in that also. Or he becomes paralyzed for life also. On all other difficulties which we know people go through in this world. How many times a person goes for a holiday and it turns out to be the worst tragedy in his life. And accidents that happen all the time. How many people on their wedding days they suffer an accident or something like that. Yeah, the marriage hardly takes place, and then unfortunately there is a divorce that follows it. But in Jannah, the ni'mats will be unlimited and untold, and they will remain with one forever. A person will never go through those moments or that time that what if my business has to fail, what if I this has to happen, that has to happen. In Jannah, those thoughts also will not come. So what a place it will be. Just briefly to give a one example by which we could understand this clearly, a little girl who passed a shop every day saw a set of pearls in that shop. Her birthday was coming, so she told her mother, I would like to have this set of pearls for my birthday. The mother said, there's still enough time, save up your money and buy it. She saved up and she bought it, and because she bought it with her own money, and what a person works for and gets it with his own money is much more dearer to that person. So these pearls were very, very dear to that little girl. The father came, and happily she showed the father also, I've got these pearls here. So the father saw it was imitation pearls. So he told her, give me these pearls. But she loved it so much she refused. And he encouraged her, coaxed her for quite a few number of days in various ways, give them to me. Finally, then she gave it with a very, very heavy heart to the father. As soon as she gave it, those were imitation pearls. But the father took out genuine pearls and gave it in return. Just like that, all this dunya's enjoyments are just imitation. And this dunya's enjoyments are just temporary. So Allah says, forgo these temporary enjoyments of this dunya, and I will give you the permanent enjoyments of Jannah. And when Allah gives those, in this world already, a person starts enjoying those ni'mat of Allah. His namaz becomes different. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that if we did not have the sins that we are carrying on our backs, We should have enjoyed the tilawat of Quran Sharif so much that we should not be able to give it up. And he himself, whole day and night, used to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. So once we give up our gunas, at least in the first place, and then all these other artificial, temporary, imitation enjoyments that we think are enjoyments, we give them up, and then see what real things Allah will give us in this dunya, and then forever and ever in Jannah. So that is the place really to work for. And if we can understand one on the one side, the great ni'mat of Jannah, and just not that we are happy that those ni'mat are there, but in order to acquire them, to work for them, we give up all our gunas and our wrong things and our artificial enjoyments of this dunya, and then see what will be the value of life. May Allah in His kindness bless us all with these realities. وآخر دعوانا